Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
Yeah, what's up, people? Once again, this is Speak It Like You Think It Radio. I'm your host, Naj Know-It-All. And today I'm joined once again by Mr. Naughty Dread. What up, man?
What it do, man?
Oh, man, ain't nothing, dog. I'm waiting for these playoffs to start, man. I'm trying to see who get popped.
Yeah, I mean, they start tomorrow, so, I mean, you ain't got to wait long.
Yeah, it's going down, man. So, I mean, first thing first, let's get into it, man. Forget messing around with any of the other topics, man. Let's stick to the NBA. I say we go to the West first, man, and look at some of these matchups. The first one is the big one, you know, the number one seed versus the 8 seed. We got the Lakers versus the Thunder, the fake Sonics.
I mean, you think that's the big one? I mean, is it the big one? But I mean, I can understand it. I mean, why some people would call it the big one because of star power, but I mean, in Kevin Durant and Kobe, I mean, for the media go, but I mean, I see a couple more series out there that's probably a little bit bigger than that one.
Yeah, I think some of the other series are going to be better, but I think it's going to be some real good games in this one, the ones that are close, at least. I think it's going to be a couple of blowouts, but I think a couple of them are going to be close.
I think
the Thunder going to pull one out.
Durant, they probably going to pull two out. I mean, you're looking at, you got,
pull two.
Man, you got the NBA scoring leader.
Right.
And Kevin Durant. That's one.
That's
second, you got Russell Westbrook, who is better than the 2 point guards the Lakers got. So the Oklahoma City Thunder got an advantage at the point guard position. Derek Fisher can't guard Westbrook. He's just too quick. And then that means you're going to have to play Farmer more minutes. So now Farmer really got to step up and play ball. And his consistency, we really haven't seen him be a consistent player yet. And he had a decent playoff run a little last year, but he wasn't really consistent until, like, the finals, you know, where he played a little bit better. But you put that on with the fact that the Lakers been getting their tail whooped the last month at home.
They've been looking bad lately, and Farmer is going to have to play a lot, and it's going to be dependent on whether he can hit that open jumper all series, because they're definitely going to be helping off of him when he's in there.
Hey, that Durant,
he's going to have to knock that down.
That Durant can score, man, with the best of them. I told folks before the season that he would win the scoring title. I told folks before the season the Hawks would finish third in the East, and the team that would follow the fourth would be the Boston Celtics. This is what I told folks. I know a little bit about basketball.
I hear you, dog. You got to put it out there when you make the right picks. You got to put it out there and make sure people recognize.
And I'm about to tell you, I'll give you a pick right now that you can put it on record. Miami
going
Heat,
upset?
Miami Heat is going to upset the Boston Celtics in the first round.
Now, I'm going the other way on that. I think the Celtics pull it out at six, man. I'm going the other way.
Look,
that's a tough one.
It ain't really that tough when you really look at it. Look, man, Boston the last 2 years, they primed to get bumped in the first round, man.
True.
That's the reason why Doc Rivers ain't signed their contract. He know it's over with.
He's done. Over?
He finna go sit in ESPN for a minute until he find another gravy gig. Now, because now he got a championship on his belt. He didn't have, you know, his resume looking better. But them boys old, man. Now, you look at D-Wade. D-Wade, number one, 11 straight games coming to the playoffs. I mean, you look, Jermaine O'Neal playing like the Indiana Pacers, Jermaine O'Neal. Daquan Cook hitting shots. D-Wade is going ham. In the last 2 years, Boston, the Hawks took them 7 games. The Bulls took them 7 games. They took them 7 games without a true superstar in Dwayne Wade. D-Wade going to pull this series out, man, in 7 games.
He's good for 2 games at least. You know what I mean? Just having one of those D-Wade games. I just got a feeling, though, man. I think they're going to go back to some of that heart and grit it out and lose next round for sure. But
That's a whole different team than the team you got now. This team you got now got Rasheed Wallace on it, not hitting no shots from 3-point land, not posting up. And when he is posting up, he might as well not post up because he didn't lost it.
Man, she was bad, man.
Yeah, he was. when he was back in the day, but
he looks bad right now.
He looking horrible right now. So
yeah.
Okay, so that's another difference. Sheed ain't on that team. Ain't no Sam Cassell coming off the bench on that team. You know what I'm saying? Ain't this team is just totally different, man. This KG out of the knee injury, lagging. This ain't KG.
True.
This is just ain't that. Right now, the best player on that team is Rondo, man, and he ain't no player who really just finna get it done by himself. Not at this point, without help. Now Paul is still balling, but right now Miami they primed up, set them boys.
They are, man. I'm telling you, man. For some reason, I just see Boston pulling it out, man. I'm putting it down. Boston in six. You rolling with Boston going down in seven. We're gonna see how it go. But before we get to that, though, man, let's finish this Laker joint, though, man. Because if Durant is giving Artest fits, do you see them putting LO on him or just doubling every rip, or what do you see with them trying to handle him?
Well, come on, can't nobody guard Kevin Durant right now.
True. And Artest is going to be in foul trouble if he try to muscle him a little bit.
Well, I mean, he can muscle him, but what do you do with a guy who, I mean, Artest is short, too short. He can just shoot over anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he like the Black Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, with speed and a handle.
So, I mean, I think they have a better chance for Lamar Odom on him.
That's the matchup I like better too. If I was a Laker fan, I would like that a lot better too. But I don't know, man. Then we got Kobe's finger issues going on.
Well, you know, Kobe is Kobe.
He's gonna get buckets, but is he gonna have one of those games where he shoots like 30% or something and gives Thunder a chance to pull one out?
Well,
you're saying two.
I mean, Lakers have shown that their team is capable of winning games. You know, their team is.
Yeah, they got it.
But we seen coming down stretches, the Lakers bench is lacking.
Mm-hmm. Not as deep as before.
I think they're good enough for the first round. I think because you know Oklahoma City just don't have a true big man. Not enough for Gasol and Lamar Odom down there. And they don't really need Bynum for this series, but. It's going to hurt them going into the next round.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So with L.A., you going Thunder might win too, or you don't want to roll with that fully?
I'm saying they're going to win two games. I'm saying Lakers going to win that series in six.
Okay, got Lakers in six. All right, let's move to some of the more, I guess, more competitive ones. The real toss-up, I guess, Dallas-San Antonio.
Well, that's one of the better series that I was mentioning earlier when I said there are a couple of series that I think are better than this Oklahoma-Lakers series. I mean, I know you got Kevin Durant and you got Kobe, so it's a lot of hype surrounding that series, but Oklahoma really don't stand a chance against the Lakers. But this is a series where I actually got San Antonio beating Dallas, man.
I ain't had a heart to do it, man. I thought it, but I ain't had a heart to do it, man.
Well, you know, George Hill been playing well down the stretch, and, you know, he's played so well that you got to utilize him. And Popovich is a good enough coach where he's going to utilize him. So now you got Tony Parker coming back. Ginobili, he playing some of the best ball he done played. And you got the consistent Tim Duncan still getting you 20-10, two blocks, and shooting 50% from the field. So if I don't see why they can't beat Dallas. I mean, Tim Duncan only been bumped in the first round one time in his career.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think Dallas got a formidable squad, but I think San Antonio just is a team that can beat them in the first round.
And you know what made me not go with them though? Your man, who you convinced me on earlier this year, man. I think Jay Kidd's going to handle business this series. I think he's going to hit a lot of open threes when he gets good looks. And for some reason, I believe in Caron Butler and Sean Marion being big this series.
You know, that's the only reason why I kind of, you know, like really I think this is an even series. I got San Antonio really because I picked San Antonio at the beginning of the season. So that kind of is the little camel that – I mean, the little fella that, you know, break the camel's back, so to say, you know, kind of decided for me. But because Jason Kidd is on that team and then you got Caron and you got Dirk and you got JT and you got all these guys, you know, balling right now, I think Dallas is a team that can really go all the way, you know, out the West.
Talent 1 through 12, man, they're up there with everybody, man. That's going to be an interesting series. Right now, Parker's coming off the bench. They letting George Hill run that thing. And Parker off the bench is going to be hell. Even with their hands still not fully all the way healed up, he's going to be hell for somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an interesting series, man. Shift to the other one. This is the only sweep I'm throwing out. I'm throwing Phoenix sweeping Portland.
I wouldn't do that just because Portland is so tough to beat at home, even without Brandon Roy. I think they at least can get one game at home, but I can understand that, and I can definitely see Phoenix being in five.
Yeah, because the toughest time to play Phoenix is the first round, because that's when Nash doesn't have the bumps and bruises of the playoffs yet, and they're out there running. That's the toughest time to play them, and I got a feeling they're going to really show up out there. So I'm throwing Phoenix in a sweep out. You got Phoenix winning, but not in four. You got Portland doing something at home.
Yeah, I got Portland winning one at home, so I got Phoenix in five.
Okay, Phoenix in five. And the last series, Utah and Denver. Last series out west, Utah and Denver.
That's a good one. No upsets in this series. Whoever wins, there's no upsets in this series.
But the Boozer thing, is that going to be a problem? The Kirilenko.
Boozer sucks, man. This is what's going to come down to Utah losing in this series.
Mm-hmm.
This is why Denver's going to win this series in probably six games, maybe seven, eight. It's good enough. You know, they match up even enough where it can go seven games.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, Carlos Boozer sucks.
I'm not a Boozer fan either. My biggest problem with him is he seems to do his work on undersized guys, or that one series he had against Yao where he was just too quick for him. But against guys his size or a little taller, he seems to struggle, man, getting his shot off. And I think Nene and them boys are going to do a good job if he does, you know, play a lot during this series. And
well, you know, Nene, Carlo Boozer, should I say, he struggles when he plays against a bigger forward or a more athletic forward. And Nene is one of the best defensive forwards you got. I mean, he always up there in amongst the top five in steals for his position. So, I just, you know, Carlo Boozer just ain't, don't show up in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I haven't really seen him show up in the playoffs. I see Darrell Williams going out there playing with a cast on his hand, doing whatever it takes to win, and Carlos Boozer is the piece that's not showing up in the playoffs. And I don't see them being Denver with Carmelo Anthony going ham. You know what I'm saying? He can't be stopped, really, and he getting calls.
Yeah. And now you got to kind of wonder about that Price trade, because before you had Price. That's not that. His name's not Price. My bad. Brewer, I mean.
Run the Brewer, yeah. Run the Brewer.
Yeah, you had him to kind of try to guard Melo. He was the best defensive player they had.
That was a money situation. His contract was coming out. They didn't know they were going to be able to re-sign him at the end. You know, that's what that was all about. That was business. I mean, they all right because they got, you mentioned Price. You know what I'm saying? They you know, they got some guys who could step in and play some ball, and Kyle Korver, it just opened up more minutes for him, and really out the
Yeah,
crowd,
but
man.
He can't guard
yeah.
Melo, though. That's the problem.
Well, you're right, but who can?
Well, nobody can, but hell, I want somebody that's at least going to make him work, because if Melo's getting it easy, man, he'll go 40-50 on you.
Well, considering that Andre Kirilenko out for the first 2 weeks of the playoffs, man, that's going to hurt them, because that would probably be your guy that you put on Carmelo. When they get down to it, but I mean, Carmelo's gonna thrash some guys, man. He's probably gonna average 35 in this series.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
But Denver is just bad enough on the road, and Utah is just good enough at home where they're probably gonna steal two games, maybe three games. You know, so I mean, it's gonna still probably go seven games.
Going seven. I'm going five on that one, man. I think Denver's going to take care of business in Utah one of those times, and it's going to be a wrap. I think they're going to handle it, dude. Let's see.
I'd be surprised, but, yeah, I see. Darrell Williams ain't no joke. You know, I get him two games.
Oh, D. Will going to do work. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He's going to do what he do. Let's switch it up east side, man. 1-8 again, Chicago-Cleveland.
That's probably going to be a sweep.
sweep, yeah. I wouldn't argue with that one, man.
I mean, I would give Chicago one game, but nah.
D-Rose going to have to play out of his mind, and Noah's going to have to hit the boards like, like he's crazy for them to snatch one.
They could win one game at home, but I really think Cleveland probably going to sweep them guys.
Yeah. The interesting series to me out east, besides the Boston Miami, is the Orlando Charlotte.
That's not interesting to me.
See, I disagree,
that's
man. I think Larry Brown.
Maybe another sweep. I can see
respect
Orlando
Larry,
sweeping
man.
Guys.
Respect Larry, man. I think they're going
to
come out with a nice team.
No jump shot of making no passes and getting no rebounds.
I think they're going to come out nice and
Larry
this
ain't got
the number
do
one defensive team in the league.
Who they got to guard Dwight Howard?
Well, that's done deal. He going to do what
all
he
right.
do.
So as long as you can't got nobody to guard Dwight Howard, you can't win because either he going to kill you or you going to double down on him and they going to hit all them threes. Ain't no.
Wait a minute, though. You got a lot of versatile guys who can get out to shooters, close out good. You got long guys.
Man, you got
they
guys
get out on
that,
Lewis.
You got guys on that Charlotte defense who are known for being late on the rotation. You got some good defenders on there in Bordeaux, and you got Hughes, you know what I'm saying? And I even say Jared Wallace for getting up. But you got some guys out there, man, Steven Jackson, man. He ain't known to be no defender.
CJ Wallace,
but
he'll
man,
though.
These guys ain't known. Tyson Chandler ain't finna body nobody up in the post. He get his blocks off weak side help.
True.
On the one-on-one, he getting done. And he always hurt. He hurt them. He probably.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna play too much in the series from the way they're talking. But
I mean, they done.
I don't see it, man.
They ain't got no
answers
for
Orlando
Orlando's inside game.
Orlando's inside game is gonna be a problem, but I think they're gonna give them hell because they're not gonna give up those threes.
Yeah, I would be surprised if Orlando blow them out for a game. Like none of the games are close. Like people be like, why was Charlotte in the playoffs? Like for real, we just might well just put Toronto in that spot.
What about Mike in the locker room?
Mike ain't hooping no more, man. Mike is drinking
Mike
shots of rum before the game. He ain't hooping no more, man.
He coming in the locker room with
that
the
cigar,
man.
That don't do nothing, man. That don't do nothing when you got to get out on that flow.
Hey, and when the lights come on, you got to give him this, though. Regardless of what you think of Steven Jackson, man, when the lights come on in the playoffs, that dude can ball. It ain't the prettiest
thing in the
world.
All them guys can ball, but you know what? One person who just like Mike, who Mike, you know, didn't really allow him to get too many, really no championships. You know, he had one opportunity after Mike left, but really while Mike was there, no opportunity. That was Pat Ewing, and he on that, he in that locker room let him know, look, I want to beat Mike. Come on, it worked both ways, man. Them boys are not probably gonna win a game, man. Really. I don't see it.
I think it's going to be a tough series, man. I think Orlando pulls it out in six, but I think Charlotte's going to give him hell, man. We'll see how it goes, though.
I think Charlotte would have had a better chance of getting the game out of Cleveland. The matchups are different, but this situation right here, nah, I don't see it. They just don't match up good with those guys.
Yeah, I like that matchup just because of the length, but we'll see. And we got to go with the home team right now, though, man. ATL Milwaukee, no Andrew Bogut. How you leaning on that one?
Well, before Andrew Bogut got hurt, that's the team I didn't want to play in the first round. Because I was like, dude, they got a big man. You know, it can go 6 or 7. They can upset us. But with no Andrew Bogut, this series could be I'm going to say 5 games. Because it should be 4. The Hawks should sweep them. But I'm going to say 5 games because the Hawks good for lagging off a game or a quarter where they didn't got the game one in the fourth quarter come, they don't want to score. And let Milwaukee sneak one, steal one in Milwaukee. But, the Hawks should win this series relatively easy.
Yeah, they got a real favorable matchup.
Yeah, they do. I mean, everybody in the East got a good matchup except them Celtics because they got to face D-Wade. And then that's the team I'm glad we didn't have to play. You know, we had to finish it with that third because we don't want to play D-Wade in them right now. Don't nobody want to play D-Wade in them right now. Don't nobody want to play D-Wade in them right now.
We took care of him last year, but I didn't want to see him again either.
They'll give anybody a series right now, and that's from Cleveland, Orlando, the Hawks, the Celtics. They'll give anybody a series right now. So
If you got a top 10 guy, you're going to cause some trouble. So, I mean, D-Wade's going to do what he do. But I'm still rolling with the old boys, man. I'm rolling with KG now, man. Old Bones is going to handle business, man. I think they're going to pull it out, man. Somehow.
Well, I don't know how they, you know, pulled the wool over.
He's
your
the
eyes.
Words
somebody else told me something like that today. I told him he said Boston going to fool a lot of people. I told him, well, they already fooled you. If you think they finna do something, because them boys are done, man. It's over with. It's a wrap.
I agree. They are
done.
I'm
gonna tell you
how
much it's a
series, though.
I'm gonna tell you how much it's a wrap. Boston might not even make the playoffs next year. They might be the Detroit Pistons.
You going there? You saying this is it? Period. You saying they're rebuilding?
This is over with. They gotta rebuild. Brundo is the only piece they got right now. I mean, I think they need to keep Paul because Paul deserves to retire as a Celtic if that's what he wished to do. But KG and Ray Allen and a lot of those guys, that roster's going to be revamped, man. They got to rebuild for the future. Now, they might rebuild with, 2010, you got a lot of free agents out there. They did it one time. We know they don't mind spending the money to bring the stars in.
True.
Bosh could be there to fill in for KG. KG be backing up doing what Rashid Poto be doing. You know, the situation
not,
can still be
not,
good, but if that don't happen, nah, they're gonna be, you know, Detroit.
That would be nice to see Bosh out there in the Celtics jersey helping them boys. Like I said, I think they still got one more in them, man. What's your boy Rudy T say, man? Never underestimate
one,
the Hawks.
One more where?
I think they still there, man. One more series. They can pull out one more.
Nah, one more series?
Rondo's going to be a problem in that series.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think that Miami is just going to go in there.
Beasley is not consistent. That's going to be a problem.
I ain't saying they're going to lay down like it's done like that, like Miami going to win in five games. No, I think Miami can take them seven games. And at the end of the day, D-Wade is the best player in that series. So
If
that's the case, then I think he can win a game seven. No matter where they play, if they have to be in Boston, he can win game seven in Boston. Boston is due to get beat in the first round. They done been pushed to the limit the last 2 years by lesser teams than this Miami team.
But they always find a way, though, man. There's something to be said about that. And two, the boy Jermaine O'Neal, I know you said he's been looking good lately, but by game two, I guarantee you it's an ankle injury, shoulder, something. Jermaine O'Neal is going to shut it down at some
KG. I mean, like I said, this ain't the same Boston team.
KG looks bad right now. He does look bad right now.
This is a different team.
KG. He's not healthy.
KG is my guy. You know, I wish the best for KG. I don't really care too much for Boston, but I really don't care too much for Miami. But at the end of the day, Miami is just right now, they hot, man. They the hot team going. It's almost like the NCAA tournament. It's the hot team going in. You know, Duke was hot going in.
Yeah, but you ain't playing different teams. You're playing the same team. So once you do whatever pretty good, you're going to have to do it again the next game.
Right.
Whatever you're running that's working, you got to do something else.
Exactly.
I don't think Miami got enough tricks in the bag to pull it out, man. I think Boston's going to D up on them boys and pull it out. I think it's going to be an ugly series, but they're going to get it. We'll see, though, man. You got Miami. I'm going Boston.
Yeah,
we'll see how it goes, man.
I mean, you look at the role players in this series. You got guys like, I mean, don't get me wrong. You got a lot of veteran role players on Boston team but, you know, they all old. But guys, they're going to be depending on, like, a Nate Robinson. He ain't never been in the playoffs. We don't know what he can do yet. But you got guys like Daquan Cook, man, and Udonis Haslam and Jermaine O'Neal. These guys have been there before. You know, these guys know what it takes to play their role. In a playoff series, they can play a half-court game with a guy like D-Wade. Ain't nothing you can do to stop him. All they got to do is hope these guys ain't hitting their shots, and right now they're hitting their shots. So as long as they're hitting their shots, I mean, Boston can be beat, man.
Oh, definitely. Like I said, they're going to lose after this, no doubt. Even if they pull us out, they're losing after this. But I just think they got one more in them, and I think they're gonna send Wade home crying again.
Yeah, I mean, I think Boston can don't get me wrong, I think they can beat Miami, and I think they can beat Orlando. I think Boston can beat any team in this whole thing, But I just don't think they will because they just old.
Yeah. And their age didn't hit them, man. Let's get on some of these awards, man, for the year. Rookie of the Year, the boy Tariq Evans. I mean, really no argument there. I don't see how anybody really can have one. He handled business all year.
Yeah, ain't no argument with that. When you average 25-5, and the only other players will do that like MJ, LeBron, and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Guys like that, you know, he got to win Rookie of the Year. It ain't no choice. So you know, he can put that in the bag.
Yeah, that's that Jay Z clap for him, man. Give it up to the boy. He did his thing. He gonna pick up his trophy. The other one is hands down Jamal Crawford, ATL, hometown number one. He's gonna pick up Sixth Man Award.
Yeah, I give him that. You might as well go ahead and put that in the bag, and you know, and the thing is, he ain't ever been in the playoffs. So we gotta see, can he play? You know, a lot of guys gotta answer questions in his playoff run. You got your boy Antoine Jameson, never really been in the playoffs, and his defense is suspect, I tell you that now. So
yeah, his defense is suspect, but I mean that ain't gonna be an issue till they see Orlando, really. Because, I mean, with Chicago, as long as he's checking out, he'd be all right.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think Cleveland going to have no problems.
Yeah.
Just, I'm saying, you know, in the playoffs, when you ain't playing back-to-back, you playing every other day, and you going to the half-court game, I mean, it's a different animal in the playoffs.
I think he's going to throw that ugly, sneaky little floater he always throw.
Yeah,
I think he's going to do work with that.
You know, offense is offense. You know, that's hit or miss. You know, he can always go, but in the playoffs,
yeah,
it's about defense.
And if he ain't getting stops, you're going to have to play Vergeau more than you want to.
Exactly.
And
that could shake a guy like his confidence. You know, when you know you that dude, you know, you're a 2010 guy. But the playoffs come, and you know the coach got to make that decision on the, you know, real quick.
You bring that up. That the only thing that worries me about him, like you said, the confidence thing. You remember that first couple of games when he came to Cleveland, where he was real tentative and he was like 0-for-12 that first game or something crazy like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that kind of worries me about him. Seems like he got a fragile little psyche. Hopefully that don't show up again in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what we got to find out. Now, I think he is a mentally strong guy, you know, high-character guy. You know, I like him. You know, I think he can get it done. But we just got to see it because last year was Mo Williams. All regular season, he killing. Playoff time come, it's like, hey, where's Mo Williams? So
I think Mo will be fine, though, because he won't be the number two option. So that number two option, he's just not that good to be a number two on the team. I think he'll be fine settling in as 3 and 4. He'll be okay.
I agree with that.
MVP, everybody's giving it to LeBron. You got any Durant argument or anybody?
No, Durant got 1 year. You know, he got to do another year like he just did to be really in the argument after the season LeBron just had. You got to go ahead and get him the MVP again.
Yeah, mark it down. That's LeBron. Man, hey, did you see this Jay-Z suing David Ortiz?
I heard about it, but I don't really know the details of it. Do you?
Yeah, supposedly he opened up a club called the 4040 in the Dominican Republic, man.
Oh,
and he's
man.
Been to Jay's club a couple of times.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, Big Papa can't be doing that, man. I mean, you know, that's big business.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but I'm surprised that Jay-Z would be suing him, though, because I just never thought that Jay-Z is a sewer dude, you know, sue somebody type of dude. But at the same time, he's a businessman.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do something.
Definitely if you ain't getting no bread off of it.
Right.
Maybe a Big Papa broke him off. You know, he can you know, let that slide, but you can't let that go.
Yeah, it's kind of disrespectful right there.
It's disrespectful. I mean, really, it's paying homage. Like he enjoys so much, you know, but at the same time, business is business.
Yeah, I mean, I say disrespectful in the sense that you already know about mine. You've been to it. You know me.
Yeah.
And you just tried to do this on the low. You know what I mean? Didn't say nothing to me about it. That's...
Well, I mean, I don't know. Because, like I said, I don't know details of the story. So I don't know if he tried to do it on low. I don't know if he just don't understand the rules because he's not from America. You know, he don't understand how things go like that. They probably do that like that all the time down there.
That's that Sammy Sosa at Congress, man. I don't speak English. That's that. I don't know, man. I get kind of suspect when cats play the roles, man.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. I mean, because Big Poppy really don't really talk no good English in there. You know, he can really be, you know, not understanding how things go.
He gonna understand now when he get that letter.
Yeah. He probably gonna change the name. He probably ain't gonna pay no bread. Just change the name.
Right. 76ers fired Eddie Jordan the other day.
Yeah,
it's kind of a bad fit though. I mean, he runs that Princeton stuff, a lot of passing and shooting.
Yeah,
and
I heard that guy say that this morning too on his radio show, but I totally disagree. You hire a coach, you understand what that coach trying to do. I'm pretty sure because you go through means before you talk to him. So you know, get him 1 year is really and. You look at that roster that Philadelphia got. It's a horrible roster.
It's a horrible roster.
I don't care what system you're trying to run. Okay, so who they
got to run and trap with that roster. That was
okay.
How they got in the playoffs.
I don't care what
system
you run. You can run any kind of system. Ain't no system going to work. I don't care what coach you bring in. You name a coach. You say, okay, I'm bringing in Avery Johnson. We're going to put his system in. Not with the old players, you not.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't going to get far. I think pretty much.
You're not going to do nothing.
Yeah, but, well,
those
like
guys
this.
Are horrible, man.
They are, but it's like
and,
this.
And
the
then
whole,
they got bad
the whole,
contracts. Iguodala overpaid.
Elton
Brand overpaid.
They
so with those two being overpaid, you can't even really put real players on your team.
Well, the GM's going to be the next one out the door. But the reality is this. The Hawks made the playoffs a couple years ago with 37 wins. That doesn't get it done in the East anymore. So, I mean – they're not getting in with that roster that they got now.
Exactly. So.
Period. But you put him in a bad position, though, because he needs to be somewhere like Toronto where you got a lot of skilled guys.
He could have been in Cleveland that well. All
not
they had to do was be patient, man. They only gave the guy 1 year. You got to be patient. You got to let the guy put his system in. You know what I'm saying? You got to let him.
But like you said, though, they can't change the roster because of those contracts, so you're kind of stuck with a lot of those guys. So.
We've seen Danny Walsh just go into New York. And flip that whole roster around there. It took him 3 years, but that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you got to take time, man. It took the Hawks 5 years to get right.
True.
You know what
true.
I'm saying? It sometimes just take time. Definitely when you understand that I got a bad product out here. He runs a good system. Let's get the players, you know, let's weave out the players that he can't use. Let's get the players that he can use, and let's build this, turn this thing around. But. And then definitely when you got this 2010 coming up with all these free agents out there, come on, man, it's moves that can be done if you got a good GM. So what they should have did was fired the GM.
Well, he's on his way. But at the same time, you can't take those kind of jobs, man. If you're Eddie Jordan, I know you're not getting as many calls as you would like, but don't take that job, man.
But you have no idea that because Philadelphia don't have a track record of just firing their coaches quick. So you have no idea that, you know, they only going to give you 1 year. You know, you think you're in a good situation. You can turn a program around. This was a bad situation.
Yeah, I mean,
you're right.
It
turned out to be a bad situation.
They got four young pieces they could do something with. Everything else, because you got, what, Thaddeus, Spates.
They got Thaddeus Young, Maurice Bates, Drew Holiday.
Yeah, Drew Holiday and Lewis Williams. And everything else can go. So, I mean,
yeah, Louis Williams can go too. But
you don't like Lou.
I mean, I'm saying that he good, he all right, but he can go. Them other pieces, they need to be there.
Yeah, I like Lou though. I would keep Lou around. I like Lou's game.
Yeah, I mean, I like Lou too. You know, he can stay. But I'm saying, what he gonna do? Play point guard? And Drew Holiday gonna play point guard?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He that guy. He gonna have to be that Jamal Crawford for you.
Yeah.
If he gonna be happy with doing that, then yeah, you keep him around. But if he want to start, you can't keep him, because Drew Holiday is the future at point guard.
And Holiday showed some shit this year
too.
He did. That thing.
That's what I'm saying. So he gonna have to be the guy. So, I mean, they got a lot of You got to get rid of Iguodala somehow.
You got to.
Iggy got to
go. Elton got to go.
Well, they stuck with Elton. They stuck.
Yeah, nobody
finna touch Elton Brand. They stuck. So, just work. Hope he just get better. Hope he end up being the most improved player or something like that. But,
I don't see it happening.
His joint had no chance to win with that roster, man. I don't care what kind of.
He didn't. That's why I said he was in a bad place. That's the wrong place for him. I'd like to see him in Toronto instead of Triano. I'd like to see him out there. I think he could do something with those boys.
Well, Toronto had to go with a foreign coach like that because that's how they about to build a roster because black American free agents don't want to go play in Toronto.
Right.
So they're going to have a lot of Calderons and Turkaloos and Baryanis. It's just the type of guys they're going to have. So you might as well get a coach that is familiar with those type of players. And that's why Triano is enough.
Yeah, but you got to get somebody that's good at the NBA game, too. So I'd rather have Eddie Jordan creating those mismatches he did in Washington.
He knows basketball.
He ain't got it done, man.
He only had a year. A year and a half. He went in on the interim basis last year and yet this year. They almost made it. Chris Bosh got hurt and set out the last five games like a little B.I.
You trying to say he should have been on the court?
He should have been on what you say. Playoffs.
I agree.
Playoffs knocking at your door. Put that mask on and you go out there and you get it done.
Does that mean he's out the door already, too? That's another question.
Oh, he's out the door. That's what that means.
He
bailed out the door when he hit his nose and he decided he needed to go ahead and get that straight so his next team won't be worried about is his nose straight.
Yeah.
He done in Toronto. He ain't going back.
They had an interesting year, man. You had Bosh doing that the last games. You had the drama with Turkaloo missing the game, saying he was sick, and then being at a nightclub, fans taking pictures of him.
That kind of stuff come down on, the coaching, too, man. Those guys got to be professionals, but, they got to be some sort of.
They got to respect you enough not to try nothing like that.
Exactly. And so, I could put that on them, but. Really, man, those guys, man, they about out of there. You got to get guys who want to play for you. You don't got guys who want to play for you, you ain't going to win.
And the drop-off in Calderon, man, a lot of people's talking about he was so underrated and all this about Calderon.
Calderon.
Jack's the best point guard in that team right now, man. It just didn't look good for Calderon last year.
I like Calderon, though.
At one point, but.
I think he's a good player.
It just ain't looking like it now.
You put different players in the team around him, and, you got to get comfortable with him. Then you got Turkaloo, who you really don't know. They don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Is he going to shoot? Is he going to pump, fake, and shoot? Is he going to drive? Is he going to post? You don't know what he's going to do. So you got to kind of get comfortable with him. He had a subpar season for him, but Calderon is the type of guy that I think can bounce back. He's a smart basketball player. He ain't tough. I like those type of guys.
Yeah, but like I said, I play
against black guys.
I like Jared Jack a little better out there, man.
I
just,
like Jared
just
Jack
from
too.
What
I like the combination.
Yeah. But
I like the combination.
It was a rough year for them boys. Whole roster, you might as well say. Before we get into college ball, man, I had to speak on. Did you get a chance to watch the Iverson 30 for 30, man?
I did watch it, man. That was pretty good.
Yeah, man, that's a pretty good thing, man. I ain't really heard nothing about that mob thing in years, man, because I remember it going on in high school. And I don't know, it was a real good documentary, man. They touched on race mostly, but it was a lot about basketball. You got to see his little football highlights, too.
The big thing, I didn't really know how big the case was. I had heard about the case, but I ain't really know it was to that magnitude.
Oh, okay.
So, when I saw it, it was pretty good. And I kind of got to understand Allen Iverson a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the weird thing, though, is they didn't touch on him and his crew. Remember the crew Thick, his group who he used to rhyme with and the guys he grew up with? They didn't really touch on that part of it. That was the only part that was really missing to me.
Well, they really tried to, focus on the event that was at hand. They ain't really want to make him look. It wasn't a slander Allen Iverson document. you know, sometimes the people you hang with can really be the slander you.
True.
So they weren't
True.
Really trying to do it like that. You know, they just really wanted to show the event and the people who was involved in that.
Yeah, but I wasn't talking about, like, slander. I'm talking about the dudes who held him down when he was young and broke, like you said, trying to get things together. There's a reason he had so much loyalty for those guys, man. Those guys, like, you see some of the stories back then, those guys really looked out for that dude. So it's kind of odd to see them, not really see them in there.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they ain't want to glorify him either. All they really want to do is touch on that trial.
Yeah.
I mean, in that whole event that happened, they ain't want to really go into, you know, nothing else about him. So, I mean, they just stayed really on top because you could do a goddamn movie on Ellis Ives.
That all day. Did y'all hear a lot about him back then when all this was going? Did y'all hear about him in general as a player?
I mean, we did, yeah. But it's not like how, like, LeBron was.
Oh, yeah. No, it was nothing like that, but it was big. No.
It was just, but it was at that time, you know, for the publicity that was out there. You know, you heard about Allen Iverson and how, you know, when he went signed with Georgetown and all that. Like, you were looking forward to see what he was gonna do.
Yeah.
And they talked about a little how he went to jail, but it wasn't really to that magnitude.
Mhm. Yeah, I don't know. Those 30 for 30s have been good so far.
Yeah,
they've
been good.
Like two, I didn't care for.
I mean, I was trying to really stay away from them, but the couple that I caught been pretty good, so now I got to try to catch the other ones that I missed.
Okay, yeah, the Ali Holmes one is real good, too. Like,
yeah, I missed that one. I ain't kidding.
That was pretty good.
I saw the Jimmy the Greek. That was pretty good.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I saw a couple more, but, yeah, man. Yeah,
they had it, they did. And, yeah, we got to get into college a little bit before we hit pro football, before we get out of here. Kentucky picks up the number one point guard this year and next year. And the foreign center who was balling over in the USA versus the World game, that kid was balling. Cantor was his name. So Calipari's still at work
yeah.
doing what he do.
Well, I mean, it don't matter. He's a great recruit. He can't coach. Yeah, you get all the best recruits, but you can't win no championship. So, I mean, I'm not even really worried about. Tell me who Duke bringing in. Tell me who Kansas bringing in. Tell me who Georgetown bringing in. Tell me about who West Virginia bringing in. Well,
no,
they got
you really don't disrespect Calipari like that.
Man, Calipari is what's wrong with college basketball, man. But it's, at the same time. It's what I love about college basketball, too. He is what I hate and what I love about college basketball in one. That's why I'm glad he got a job, but he ain't going to win.
What's the love part of it that Calipari would
I love that he'll do whatever to take a kid out of the street and get if he can play some ball, get him to the next level, because that's what it's all about. You know,
right.
I'd rather a guy go play ball and get $1 million than stay at the house and sell dope, be robbing folk, you know what I'm saying, when he got talent, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I can appreciate that part. You know, he kind of gutter with it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, that's what's wrong with college basketball.
True. It's definitely not a forum really for student-athletes anymore.
And it hurts the NBA guys.
Big business.
Too. You know, so, you know, guys like that, you know, I don't know, man.
Now, what are your thoughts on the whole dribble drive thing? Like, are you,
I love
do you think that's great for him? Or?
It's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you got a lot of different offenses you can run in basketball that are successful. But the dribble drive is really fundamental basketball. You got to have guards that can actually dribble and drive. You know, but once you get that part figured out, everything else is, no X's and O's.
Yeah, because the way they imploded this year, man, out there shooting all those threes that they did, I mean, they took the bait. I mean, they just fell for it. Team wanted them to shoot,
coaching,
they did it.
Nobody tell them how to adjust
yeah.
to a game plan. See, they were game planned against. They ain't.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go out there and win with athleticism when you got guys who know how to play ball, and they athletes too.
Right, because you're not going to be that much better than them.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they had an interesting year this year, man. So Wall and those boys will be in the league, so we'll see them next year.
Yeah, we'll see them. But league getting tougher, man. And with all them point guards that just got drafted last year, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, Wall going to play. But,
yeah,
man, it's going to be hard, man, for guys to get on the court.
Yeah, it is.
The competition is getting thick in the league right now. It's bad.
Especially at the point.
Yeah, and at the four position. Because you got a lot of guys who are in the same position that a lot of guys who coming in now going to be in. They're going to have to wait their 3-4 years before they really get their due. And so you got a lot of guys who now coming around and getting their due. You know what I'm saying? And LeBron is still 25, 26.
Yeah. And then there are going to be guys who you know had this crazy potential and it's just not showing, like Anthony Randolph on Golden State.
Right now, it's almost like it don't even matter who come out, man.
I would say it does for that team with those top five picks. Cause
not really, man.
They difference makers now.
Look, Evan Turner can come out. John Wall can come out. Cousins can come out. At the end of the day, LeBron is only 26.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, Kevin Durant is only 21. Kevin Durant on 21. Carmelo Anthony on 26. D Wade on 26. Ain't nobody finna come in and chain no lead.
Dwight Howard
on 25. Who finna come in and do something? No matter who you get right now, until LeBron don't get up to be about 30. And they on their way out, and then you looking for that next dude, man. Ain't nobody finna come in and do nothing. They can help LeBron out, help a Kobe, help a Durant, help a D Wade. They ain't finna put no team on their back.
Yeah, we ain't seen a guy like that in college since Durant. So I mean,
exactly. So
Yeah, franchise changes like that. But at the same time, though, you get your Derrick Roses and all those guys who are a little bit below, but that still changes things if you can
As good as Derrick Rose is, he's going to need another great player if he's going to win anything.
Yeah, true, unless he gets a hell of a lot better. Yeah,
no, I mean, he's already great. I mean, yeah, he can get his jump shot a little bit better, but
a lot better.
Yeah,
and learn how to control the game. And so, I mean, he got a lot to learn still, as good as he is. But I don't know. You're right, though. We got a lot of young guys still in the league about to really own their share of the league. So it's going to be rough.
Exactly. You know?
A lot of competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Al Horford got to dominate.
Yeah, Horford's getting better and better every year, man. I'm good with Horford at center. I know everybody wants him to play the four.
I'm good at
Horford
on the court, period. Just put him out there, coach. Just put him out there. Just put him out there, period.
He's going to get buckets and he's going to defend, man.
Exactly.
I still like the boy Horford. It's a ball.
Exactly.
I guess we got to switch to NFL, man. Before we get out of here, man, what's your thoughts on the Big Ben situation at this point? Roethlisberger, are you one saying you ready for them to go ahead and trade him, or you feel like, hey, let the man sit his games and let's get it popping after that, or what?
You know, I'm just about, you know, just be fair with it. I don't want them to trade, man, because he's a two-time Super Bowl champion, and he's the quarterback, and he's the face of the franchise. Now it's a nasty face on that franchise that needs to be cleaned up, and he needs to be suspended just for some fact that he's tainted the NFL seal and the Pittsburgh Steelers good image and they good name. You know, the Rooneys stand for a lot. You know, I have to really respect the Rooneys and that franchise. That's the team I adopted to when I stopped rooting for the Falcons.
When you stop rooting for the Falcons.
Yeah, so I like Big Ben, you know, but at the same time, Pac-Man Jones was suspended without getting, convicted of a crime or charge or anything. He went out there touching women and exposing himself, pulling his wang out in the club, after telling the girl, just do what you want with it. he wasn't doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mike Vick, he got – I mean, all these guys got suspended. Chris Henry got suspended, you know, God bless his soul. You know, all these guys, you know, get suspended. Tank Johnson, you know, I mean, even though Tank Johnson got convicted, you know.
And probably deserved it.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. All of them deserve it. And Big Ben falls in that line. I mean, you look at his history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what they got off Pac-Man. They were like, well, he's repeated offender. Well, he got into the motorcycle accident. Then they told him not to ride the motorcycle. Not only did he ride the motorcycle, he rode the motorcycle without a helmet and was drunk.
Yeah.
And got pulled over. But then he touched a girl at the golf court that decided to file a civil suit. He touched a girl in Minnesville that he just got off of. Then another report came out that another girl he done pulled his wing out on and told her she could just touch it. That's five things right there. That's a repeated, he's a habitual line stepper. So therefore, he needs
shout
to get
out to Charlie Murphy, man.
Yeah.
That's true, man. You're a habitual line stepper, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's five things, man.
So
it's
I think really,
wow.
Really it's only fair that he gets suspended for eight games.
Now, see, you answered this question already, but I was going to ask you, did you think the other guys deserved it? And you said yes, so I won't even go into one, you know,
well,
one wrong doesn't deserve another.
Let me say this, just so it can be clear. I don't think no guy in the league should be suspended if they not, you know, if they didn't get locked up. You know, I mean, really, I don't think no guy in the league should be suspended if he don't do something that's football related that hurt the team. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he get, you know, his wife or some, you know, something happened off the field, but he can still make it to the game on Sunday, I think he should be able to play. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they should get suspended. But since you did institute a conduct policy, those guys have broken the rule of that conduct policy, and therefore they deserve the punishment that they got. But the rule, I don't agree with the rule. But since the rule is in place, I agree with the punishment that has been doled out by the rule.
Okay, I got you. See, I kind of fall in between on it because I feel like I didn't want those guys, most of those guys, to get suspended because I didn't think it was right. So I really don't think it's right to suspend him. But like you said, at the same time, if you already set this precedent,
exactly,
you got to do it or else you got the rest of the league looking like, well, what the hell is this?
Exactly.
Ocho's going to do something and say, well, what the hell?
We already seen Matt Jones pretty much skate.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he had cocaine in his lap. You know what I'm saying? And they let him play the whole season. Then they out the playoffs. They suspended for the last three games. They already out the playoffs now.
Yeah.
See, that's some bull. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? And I hope they don't do being like that, try to drag it out. So I'm glad they have it early enough where they can go ahead and make a decision. You done brought the man in. You done talked to the man. You done interviewed the man. Make your decision.
It's like
we should know that week whether he's suspended for the first four games or not. I think four games is what they're going to give him, but he should get eight. And they might give him two.
God damn, you asking for eight? God, that's a hard one there.
They suspended Pac-Man Jones for a whole year with no conviction.
True.
All I said is eight.
Hey, man, the boy Paul Mooney said, man, some people got the complexion for the protection,
all,
man.
All Pac-Man Jones was doing was drinking alcohol and throwing his own money in the air. That's all he was doing.
Right.
Ben Roethlisberger is going, he touching on little girl, getting little girl drunk, first of all. Getting them drunk. Drunk
and
as hell.
A grown-ass man, what you doing at a college club?
Exactly. Getting little girls drunk. Drunk as hell. Then going in the bathroom with them just pulling your wang out and
yeah.
No, I say you can't be doing that, man. You just can't be doing that. Now, don't get wrong. I personally don't have a problem with Ben Roethlisberger pulling his wang out. You know, he chooses to pull his wang out. But it ain't good for the league. You know what I'm saying?
It's not if you represent the franchise.
Exactly. Not if you
represent
the good name of the NFL, the so-called good name of the NFL. I think Roger Goodell's making the NFL have a bad name because he's suspending so many players.
Yeah. Hey,
they just swept all this on the rug when nobody be knowing about this kind of stuff.
Hey, he works for the owners, man. If that's what the owners want, that's what he's going to do. Look at Jerry. Are they going to suspend Jerry? Are they going to fine Jerry for the take the other day?
Yeah, they going to fine him.
Being drunk in the club?
They probably going to fine him. I'm pretty sure they're going to fine Jerry. At least $25,000. They're probably going to fine $200,000 because he's an owner.
Yeah, that wasn't a good look, man. Dude is out there drunk,
but
talking
about
Jerry's
parts drunk there. Alcohol, man. You can tell Jerry is he probably an alcoholic. You can tell that just by watching. If you watch football and you ever seen the Dallas Cowboy game, you know Jerry Jones drank whiskey, man.
He got that red nose like he drink like that.
Exactly. So I ain't surprised, man. Jerry Jones, he all good. Well, he gonna get fined.
They gonna slap you with something,
mm-hmm.
man. This is Speaking Like You Think It Radio. Your host Nas Know It Off, joined by Naughty Dread. Man, we gonna get out of here in a second, man. But I wanted to see if you seen Mayweather Mosley 24/7.
No, I haven't saw him, man. Unfortunately, I just been too busy. I ain't been able to see him, but I will be catching that fight May 1st.
Oh, it's going down, man. That's going to be the fight of the year.
Yeah, that's going to be a good fight. A lot of folks slipping on that fight. That's
uh-huh.
a fight.
It is.
Like,
I think it's going to be
better than
Pacquiao.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
May's going to handle Pacquiao, but Mosley, he's going to have to be careful because
mm-hmm.
Mosley's coming for that body.
Yeah, Mosley won't knock him out, too.
Yeah. He gonna try to bully him a little bit, so
and he got and Moses got the knockout power. He ain't gonna get it done though.
You don't think so?
He can't beat what you can't hit.
Yeah, May's an all time great, man. He's gonna have to knock him out to win anyway. He's damn sure ain't getting no decision.
Is on top of his game all the time, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he ain't never been beat, so I'm thinking I'm riding with the undefeated guy. So somebody show him they can beat him.
Yeah, I ain't betting against Mayweather.
But I just seen him get beat plenty of times.
Yeah,
but, I mean, he's still a good fighter. He go in there and fight you, though. He ain't no one of them fighters that going to be dancing around trying to hug on you and lean all. Nah, he ain't doing. He trying to knock you out, and I can appreciate that. Mosley, some of the best fights I've seen, Mosley was involved in.
And then this is the question, too. Mayweather's averaging like 40 punches a round in the fights he's come back in.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to step that up because Mosley makes you fight. So he's going to punch a lot.
I mean,
so we're going to have to see what that does to his stamina. Is he in the right shape and everything
else?
He
got to. He can fight how he want to fight. You know, he's going to fight. You know, Mosley's going to dictate the fight.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a lot of counterpunching going on the more aggressive that Mosley is, you know. But
yeah.
Like I said, you got to hit Mayweather. And if
True.
Mosley get into a situation where he tries to outthink, outbox Mayweather,
oh no,
it ain't gonna happen.
Nah, he ain't gonna do it. I'm gonna say though, he got the right man in his corner, the great Nassim Richardson, man. That dude knows what he's doing. He's done a lot of good work with Shane, so
yeah,
we're gonna see if he's able to put the game plan together.
Yeah, we're gonna see. It's gonna be a good one.
And we get more 24/7. Get to hear more Roger Mayweather, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's the funniest dude out there.
I like
there.
That guy. That guy.
Yeah.
For real.
But, yeah, this is Speaking Like You Think It Radio, man. We're getting out of here. I'm on with Naughty Dread, man. Go ahead and throw out some forums people can catch you on, man, because you're doing a lot of things right now.
Yeah, man. You know, they can always catch me on the round table, you know, hosting the round table every week on btwice.net. You know, you can catch those entertainment reports on btwice.net, too, from Two Live Stools. You know, twolivestools.com. Also on Twitter, catch me at Naughty Dread. That's at NOTTYDRED. And, man, you know, I'm on the streets, man, in the A, man. So, you know, you see me, holler at me.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Thanks for coming on, man.
Oh, it ain't
Everybody
no
Everybody out there listening, y'all be easy, man.
For sure, we shot all day.
All right, we out of here.